Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Tamika. How may I help you?
Yes, ma'am. I have charges on my credit card from your company. Can you tell me what these charges are for?
Yes, sir. Can I start out by getting your zip code?
Yeah, 18512.
And what is your first and last name?
Frank Grandinetti.
Okay. I did pull an account up for you, Mr. Frank. For security purposes, may you verify your address?
Yeah, 807 Sanderson Street, Troop, Pennsylvania.
Thank you for the information. Okay, I do see we're back on January 31st, 2022, where you got the mail enhancement and you paid the shipping and handling charge of $6.95. You also got the number 2 pump and you paid the shipping and handling charge of $6.95.
Ma'am, you got me down here for $94.90.
Okay, sir, that amount, when you purchased those products that you had shipped to your home back in January, it did let you know that it was a 7-day risk-free trial. You had 7 days to cancel, or you was going to be billed the full amount of the product.
Nope, I'm getting in touch with my charge card company, the bank, and I'm going to have them press charges against you unless you take this off my credit card.
Okay,
take it
sir.
Off now. Take it off.
Okay, well, so I can get this counsel for you, but as far as that amount, what I can do for you is give you a 35% refund on that amount.
No, you can't. You could take this off of my credit card. Take it off now because you didn't put anything on there that says I have a 7-day leaning period or something. No.
Yes,
if I knew this was $94.30, I would have never ordered it.
Yes, sir. It was a 7-day risk-free trial, and it did let you know.
I don't care if there was or there wasn't. You take this off of my card.
Okay.
Both of them. You have 2 of them on here.
Each product had a 7-day risk-free trial, sir.
No. I don't care if it had anything. You did not put the price down on the thing when I ordered them. You said $6.90. Now, get them off of my card.
Okay, well, sir, the best I can do for you today is give you a 50% refund on that amount because these are valid charges.
You'll give me the whole amount that you charged me for these products except for the $6.90. You take these off of my card or I'm calling the bank. I'm calling the bank and I'm going to press charges against you. This is fraud. This is fraud. You take these off of my card.
Okay, well, so let me speak with my supervisor and see what we can do for you today.
You better do something for me. You take those prices off of my card.
Okay, so why do you speak with my supervisor? And what she advised me was that I can give you 75% off on those amounts, sir. Because
yes.
It did let you know you had a 7-day risk-free trial.
No, you didn't say anything about a $94.90 charge for these things. Now, you
sir, when you accepted the terms
charges,
and conditions, it did let you know when you accepted the terms and conditions.
You put a credit on my card for both of these, whatever you want to call them. But get them off of my card. That's $200 that you're getting me for. That's almost $200. I'll take them off of my card. Or I will get in touch with the bank and have them put charges against you.
Okay, what's that?
This is fraudulent. This is fraudulent. You people try and do this all the time. This ain't the first time this happened. This ain't the first time. I had it done before. And the bank got in touch with them, and they had them taken off of my card. This is bull.
Okay, sir. And then let me advise you. When you contact your bank, they will contact us, and we will let them know that you had a 7-day risk-free trial, and you did purchase these products.
No, they're not going. They're not going to take that. They're not going to take that. You can't do this. This is against the law.
Okay, well, sir, I gave you that refund back for those amounts. Anything else I can assist you for, wait, sir?
You're gonna credit my card for these amounts?
Sir, I already did that. What else can I assist you with?
No, that's all that I wanted. Just take them off my card because this is not legal.
Okay, sir, I already did that. What else can I assist you with?
No, that's all.
All right, thank you for calling support. Have a great day.